Francisco, Francisco Leon, L-E-O-N. Mr. Leon is, he was born 10-4-67, today's 5-11-24. 56-year-old gentleman comes in for a follow-up of multiple medical issues and problems. He has hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. He is very conscientious about his blood sugar. His blood sugar is 108. He's tolerating his metformin well. Blood pressure is well controlled. He works for Waste Management. He's married, has 3 children and 4 grandkids, period. He occasionally drinks. He doesn't smoke on a regular basis either, period. Family history, hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer. Maintenance exam. Colonoscopy is up to date. Eye exam is up to date. Allergy, penicillin, COVID immunization, up to date, times 4. Medical problems as above. Surgery, no recent surgery. Medication, metformin, 500 milligram. Metformin, hydrochlorothiazide, Crestor, lisinopril, see opposite page. And now today I added Cialis to his regimen. Review of system, has had some dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, some epigastric tenderness. He weighs 217 pounds. His waist goes up and down. Has had some leg pain and arm pain. Mild BPH symptoms. He definitely has ED issues. His onychomycosis is resolved. He has bladder spasm with symptoms of prostate enlargement and history of longstanding hypertension with LVH, period. Knee paragraph. Carotid stenosis shows to be mild, no evidence of hemodynamically unstable lesions noted. Next number is leg pain, most likely related to neuropathy. Next number, blood pressure control. Next number is diabetes. Next number is check A1C. Next number is check testosterone level. Next number is add Cialis. Next number is eye exam up to date. Next number is kidneys look good, no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, we talked about diet and exercise and ETOH ETOH use moderately. Thank you. Bye.